A divided court ruled last summer that a woman who bought a home in Milwaukee had no right to sue the sellers for punitive damages, even though they knew the house's sewer line was broken and they didn't say anything about it. A plan that's now cleared the full legislature would basically change the law to the way it was before the court's decision. Sun Prairie Assembly Democrat Gary Hebel says lawsuits like these are very rare, but there are times when they're justified.
When a seller intentionally conceals a defect in the home and then lies about it on a legal document, that's fraud. There's no two ways about that. Buyers who find themselves in this unfortunate situation deserve the full remedy the law has to offer.
Oconomowoc Republican Joel Clayfish countered that allowing these kinds of lawsuits sets up a potentially disruptive situation. He says someone could buy a home and years later decide that they want to sue over a defect that had nothing to do with the seller, just so that they could collect a big payout in court.
So think very carefully when you press that button today. If you want to expand tort and give ambulance chasing attorneys another set of people to go after.
Clayfish says it was no coincidence that the Supreme Court's conservative justices were the ones who decided to get rid of these lawsuits. In fact, at the time, the court's liberal justices joined a dissent by Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, accusing the majority of legislating from the bench. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.